I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson. He's officially announced a run for U.S. Congress today, seeking the 1st Congressional District seat that is currently held by Dan Benishek. Benishek is retiring at the end of this term, and we talked to Tom Casperson about why he's running.
Well, a lot of it, Walt, is the timing of it. In 2010, when I originally ran for the Senate, then Congressman Bart Stupak announced his retirement, which there was an opportunity at that point. But for me, the timing wasn't right, and I just felt I really should take a run at that Senate seat, which, looking back now, hindsight, I'm so glad I did. Mm-hmm. And I've really enjoyed representing Northern Michigan on the Michigan level like this. But in the state of Michigan, we have term limits, and it doesn't allow you to continue on as far as on the state level. So everything we've been doing on the state level really directs right towards Washington with the rules, the regulations, and the way departments have tried to govern people, in a sense. Everything I've worked on the state level, we've had some success, only to find out that Washington has decided they're going to come in and kind of trump some of that success. So I just see this as a transition right into the federal level to deal with the same issues and try to go after it from that approach. And so the timing for me right now is right.
We're talking with Tom Casperson, who's announcing a run for Congress for the 1st Congressional District in the U.S. House. And Tom, looking at this, you mentioned a lot of things that you've done in Michigan. You're a state senator now. As you declare to run for Congress, what does that mean for your future in Michigan and projects that you're involved with, including dark stores legislation now that you're trying to get through? What do you do with that?
Well, it's a prime example of, in this case, the Tax Tribunal and working within really a non-elected position. These folks are just making these decisions, and they're certainly not working with the legislature, because we've tried that. Well, we've tried sitting down with them and show them how unfair this has been to our communities, and we can't keep doing this. And instead of working with us and give us some solutions that they see, they've kind of dug their heels in, and they're going to do it their way no matter what. And that's one of my frustrations, because I do think that at the end, it's the elected officials that actually represent the people, and they should work with us and not against us. And that transitions right into any department you want to talk about. And that's where we've been getting off the rails, I think, with government as a whole. And we're seeing that almost on steroids in Washington right now.
Tom Casperson with us today, declaring his run for Congress. State Senator Casperson, you've gone basically from the state house representing a smaller area of your district, then into the state senate, which is a larger district, of course, with most of the Upper Peninsula. Now you're looking at the 1st Congressional District, which is all of the UP and a good portion of northern lower Michigan. What are your challenges? I know you're announcing down there a little bit later today in Traverse City, but what are your challenges of having the name recognition that it'll take to win the district south of the bridge?
Well, it clearly is a challenge, and certainly with redistricting the way it laid out now with this congressional district, it shifts the dynamics and makes the Upper Peninsula the lesser of the two as far as the count or the votes are concerned. And so coming from the UP used to always be the advantage, and now with redistricting, they've kicked that a little bit, and the numbers are stronger below the bridge than they are above the bridge when it comes to the primary vote, the GOP primary vote. But I do think, Walt, that the Upper Peninsula has had a long-standing tradition of voting independently. We've seen that where the UP will vote for statewide candidates on a Republican ticket and then turn around and vote for some of the House seats and my seat in particular, and vote a Democrat for those seats. So they have an independent streak in them, and that's hopefully what we can win over, and that'll play out in the GOP primary, that the UP votes UP to help us, and we're going to work hard below the bridge to win over the GOP down there as well.
That's the comments of State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.